Last week, the Church celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany, the revealing of Jesus as the Son of God to the Gentiles. As the wise men offered their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the infant, they confessed that he is a king, that he is God, and that he would die for his people. Traditionally, the baptism of Jesus was part of the celebration on the day of Epiphany. In some Christian churches, the baptism has been moved from Epiphany to the first Sunday after Epiphany. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. The word Christ, like the word Messiah, means the Anointed One. Prophets, priests, and kings were anointed with oil to signify their service to both God and the nation. Aaron, the first high priest, was anointed by Moses at God's command. God instructed the prophet Elijah to anoint his successor, Elisha. Samuel anointed David to be king in the place of Saul. Jesus himself recognized that he was anointed to accomplish God's work when he applied the words of Isaiah to himself. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. May our Lord grant us faith to see Jesus as a prophet, priest, and king, anointed by God for our salvation. Amen.